Well, hello guys, it's Solo Man here. But let's take a look at some real facts and try to ascertain why that might be. So who suffers more from mental illnesses, males or femmes? Come on, give me a quick answer. Well, if you check the statistics, it's always femmes. I did hear a figure that at least 75% of femmes in the United States are on medication for some mental illnesses. But myself, I do believe that femmes are the ones that suffer more from mental illnesses. And I think one of the reasons is because femmes don't deal that well under stress. They kind of fold. But I believe there's another reason. And this is just my hypothesis, something like that. From my life experience, and maybe yours too, a lot of femmes like to live in fantasy land. They don't like to deal in the real reality of life. They seem to pretend that everything is a bit like Disneyland. Maybe it's their way of coping. But the trouble is, in reality, things come down crashing with a thud. And when femmes have to deal with the reality, they sometimes blow a gasket, because they can't deal with the real reality of life. Plus, it also makes them a victim. And we know that femmes love to play the victim. So there it is, guys. My hypothesis is that femmes have a lot of mental illnesses because they can't deal with reality. And of course, a lot of the times, the prescription they're given, the side effects are actually worse than the actual mental illness they have, which a lot of times is generally denial. Of course, there's another drug that femmes are on that may be causing a big problem too in the mental illnesses, and that's estrogen. It's one hell of a drug. And of course, you've noticed nowadays there's far more mental illnesses than there ever was. And I think they're making them up as they go along. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think, of course. There's another word femmes are as well, nowadays especially. Delusional. And what is delusional? Well, they can't face the reality. So they make a new world up in their head and expect everybody else, especially males, to live in their world. I mean, of course, I'd love the world to be a different place than it is. But it isn't, is it? But the pharmaceutical companies must be laughing all the way to the bank, the same as the makeup companies are laughing all the way to the bank. I mean, really, who is really empowered and brave? Catch you later, guys. Maybe.